Hello and good morning. You're listening to Market Minutes and I'm Zoya Sprangwala. Today's Thursday, the 16th of January, and here are the top things to know before the market opens. According to signals from the GIFT Nifty, which is trading a bit higher, the BSE Sensex and NSE 50/50 are expected to resume trading on a positive note, extending its gains from the past two sessions. In the previous session, the benchmark indices Nifty and Sensex struggled to hold on to early gains on January 15th, with auto and pharma stocks dragging the market lower. A rally in IT, energy and infra stocks offered some support, helping the indices stay marginally in the green by the afternoon. However, the start to 2025 remains subdued, with both indices down by 2% year-to-date. The big trigger for the markets today will be the US CPI data. The Consumer Price Index accelerated to 2.9% last month from a year ago, up from 2.7% in November, according to the US Labor Department. However, while this might seem negative at first, the numbers are more encouraging underneath the surface. After ignoring prices for food and energy, which can zigzag sharply from month to month, underlying inflation trends slowed to 3.2% in December. The Federal Reserve actually pays more attention to that underlying number than the overall figure, and it's particularly welcome following worries that improvements in inflation have halted and that it will be tough to get it all the way down to the Fed's 2% target. Few people expect that the Fed will cut its main interest rate at its meeting later this month, like it's done in the past three meetings. However, economists and analysts say that it could open the door back to more cuts later this year, even perhaps in March, if more data comes in to show that the upward pressure on inflation is abating. Moving back to our domestic markets, the experts believe that the trend of continued outflows from FIIs will actually continue as FIIs focus on generating liquidity despite the sharp corrections in large cap and PSU stocks. The market experts also anticipate that this selling will persist until uncertainties settle, potentially leading to further corrections. The market is bruised by persistent FII selling, while a renewed uptick in oil prices have been holding back investors from taking any long equity bets. Concerns over inflationary policies under President-elect Donald Trump are also adding to the cautious global outlook. Now let's turn towards stocks that will be buzzing in trade today. L&T Technology Services reported a 4.1% decline in its December 2024 quarter net profit to 322 crore due to a narrowing of profit margins. State-owned Punjab and Sindh Bank reported a 146% year-on-year jump in net profit at 282 crore for the third quarter ended December. Tire maker and RPG group company SEAT reported a 46.5% year-on-year decline in net profit and 97 crore for the third quarter that ended December. Now let's shift focus towards global markets and take a look at how they have performed. Benchmark indices on Wall Street rallied after a cooler-than-expected inflation print that sent stocks soaring across the board. Wall Street marked its best day of a CPI report since at least 2023. The Dow Jones surged 700 points, also aided by strong results from heavyweight banking names like JP Morgan, Goldman Sachs, and Citigroup. The S&P 500 rose 2% in its biggest single-day gain since the US election aftermath. The Nasdaq Composite also gained 2.5% or 450 points. The yield on the 10-year US Treasury note pulled back to 4.66%, while in the currency markets, the dollar index was trading marginally lower against major currencies at about 109. Shares in Asia followed Wall Street higher on Thursday as easing core US inflation kept alive the prospect of Federal Reserve rate cuts this year. Japan's Nikkei 225 was trading 0.5% higher, while Taiwan's benchmark index and South Korea's KOSPI traded with sharp gains of over 1% each. In the Voice of the Day segment today, we have Kunal Shah, Senior Research Analyst at Carnelian Capital, who shares his outlook on the markets. Let's have a listen to what he has to say.
I think at the start of the year, we wrote a letter to our investors stating that, you know, this year the pitch is going to be dry. So, you know, it's a test match. It's not like, you know, you have to hit all the balls. You have to preserve the wicket. And when the right ball comes in is the time when you have to hit it out of the park, right? So similar kind of scenario is something which we are placed right now. this year is going to be the year where one should have low expectations. Also, there are quite a few events that have been lined up in the next 15 days. And Trump is going to be having its inaugural session on 21st. Then budget is lined up. We have seen yields hardening. We need to see what actions Trump take. Rupee.
Hey there, I'm Hardik Raja. I've helped over 2,000 traders create consistent profits with my.
We have already seen if China further depreciates, then how it will unfold are all the things one should keep in mind in the current year. But all said and done, it's not that structurally anything changes for India. And all this provides a good opportunity to build a portfolio then which can shine in the coming years.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news updates. Thank you for listening and have a great trading day ahead. We will catch you tomorrow at the same time.